So this is Baptism Sunday, praise the Lord. And we have so many people getting baptized. I mean, with all the people getting baptized this service and the one that we had already before, I think we're over 20 people getting baptized in this church this year already. This is phenomenal. Come on, give Jesus a big praise. I mean, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. So many people choosing to be born again, choosing Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And, you know, I love to say it's because we're such a great church and it's only happening here and nowhere else, but that wouldn't be true. It's happening all over the world. Do you know Christianity is the fastest growing religion by far right around the world? Do you know that? Do you know where the fastest growing Christian church in the world is right now? Iran. China, where it's illegal to be a Christian, is, they say, probably getting close to 30% born-again Christians right now. Iran, you lose your life for being a Christian, and yet people are flocking to Jesus because they say, I need my assurance of eternity. I need this peace. I need Jesus to be my helper. This is amazing. We're on the winning side. But it's not a game. It's life. It's life bringing people to the recognition of their need for Jesus. Amen? I personally lived for Jesus for 35 years this year. No regrets, wouldn't change a thing in my life. Have we had challenges? Of course, you can't go through life without challenges. But has God brought us and helped us out of every challenge? Of course he has. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And some people say, after 35 years and 30 years or so of pastoring, how can you still be smiling? Oh, my God, because life is great. We got a people out there in the world that are feeling so hopeless, and I'm just saying, how can you feel hopeless? Well, I know how you feel hopeless if you don't have Jesus, but with Jesus, you have hope. Amen? That's what the beautiful thing of the church. That's why we love Sunday morning services at Capital City Church, because if people just they come in, and they all of a sudden they say, I didn't know this existed. I didn't know you could have a life like this. Well, you can. Come on. Well, you can. You can have a life full of faith and hope and love, and you don't have to be all worked up by what's going on in this world. Amen? Praise the Lord. Baptism Sunday. Praise the Lord. I'll title this message, The Outward Expression of Our Inward Change. That's what baptism really is. When we get born again, then we have a baptism service. And when you're born again, what happens is you're saying, I'm going to invite my friends. I'm going to invite my family. I'm going to invite people. I'm going to say, I'm getting baptized. You want to come to church with me? And what are you doing? Well, they're going to dunk me in water. They're going right over there. There's a big pool there. And they're going to dunk me in water. And they're going to call that baptism. And what are you doing that for? Well, I'm showing people publicly that I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm proud of it. Amen? And so what happens is at the end of the service, near the end of the service, Pastor Brian and his all the helpers will go there, and he'll help you get baptized, and they'll dunk you in water, fully submerge you, and you'll come back up. And see, the word baptism actually means burial. Oh, this is so in person. You know, I've done quite a few funerals in my life, and the interment at the cemetery, the final burial of the coffin. There's a finality to that, isn't there? When that coffin goes down, and they start throwing the dirt over. Have you been that one in an interment service? You know, I'll never see that person again in real life. I'll never see that coffin again. It's buried 6 feet down the ground. Well, you know the good news about baptism? Here's the good news about baptism, meaning burial. You know that old life that you got saved from? You know when you go in that water? When you go in that water, it's like it's gone 6 feet down. Your old life is over. You're going to come up a new creation. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things have passed away. What old things have passed away? My old dumb life just got passed away in there, got buried. And I got a new life coming now with Jesus, my helper. I tell you, I got eternity in heaven waiting for me. That's what baptism is about. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, the Son of God. We just finished celebrating Easter when Jesus sacrificed himself on the was sacrificed on the cross for our salvation, for our sins. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist. But John tried to talk him out of it. I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you, John said. So why are you coming to me? But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. So John agreed to baptize him after his baptism as Jesus came up out of the water. Come on now. The heavens were open. He saw the Spirit of God descending him like a dove and setting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy. This is confirmation that you're born again. This is my acceptance that God has accepted you in his family. Amen? Praise the Lord. And you know, the fact that God is no respecter of persons, I've always believed that when you come up out of the water of baptism, God says to you, hey, dearly loved son or daughter, you bring me great joy. Amen? I think baptism is awesome, such an amazing event. Hallelujah. So Jesus set the example. He says that the heavens were open. The Spirit of God descended like a dove. Amen? This is a spiritual thing happening. This is not just a little physical thing, oh, we're going to dunk some people. Maybe I shouldn't even say the word dunk because it seems so physical and so carnal. But this is a spiritual thing happening in your life. And you know why it's so important that you do this? Here's why it's so important. Because can I tell you this? God gets you. God understands you. Do you know that? Say, God gets me. A lot of people don't realize that. Some think that God is just some big spirit up in heaven, doesn't understand me, doesn't get me. It's just, yeah, if you knew what I was going through, yeah, you wouldn't be so happy, God. No, God gets you. You know what God? How God gets you? He's saying, even though you made a spiritual decision and got born again in private and secret with one or two people, he says, I know your physical body, your human body, your life needs an experience to confirm spirit, soul, and body that, yes, you are born again. You need to feel my presence. You need to feel my touch. You need to feel my confirmation. And baptism is all of those things. So this is a powerful, wonderful time, my friends. This is a spiritual time. This is a physical time. This is a great time. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But this is also a starting time. I mean, what do you mean starting? What's a new lifetime? See, most people, when they're getting baptized, it means that recently they have given their hearts to Jesus. They've got born again. And so when you get born again, it's not just, oh, I got born again, la-di-da. Oh, I got born again, carry on. No, when you get born again, everything changes. I mean, your spouses or your family member got born again, they're getting baptized, and you're going to say, I'm getting it now. Everything's changed in their life. They're smiling where they weren't smiling before. They're happy when they weren't happy before. They're nice when they weren't nice before. Something happened to these people. Amen? They got born again. Can I tell you, my friends, being born again is the start of your new life. Being born again is the start. Baptism is the start of your new and greatest life experience on this earth. The Christian life, I say it this way, is the best life to live on this earth. But, we have to learn how to live as Christians on this earth. There's no point. There's no point in buying a car and never learning how to drive it. Amen? There's no point in making a lot of money and never knowing how to spend it. But so there's a lot of Christians, they get born again, but they never learn how to live their best life as a Christian. And my goal in life has been to say, God, if it's available for me, I want it. If it's available, I want it. If you say I'm healed, I want to be healed. If you say I'm blessed, I want to be blessed. If you say this is all about peace and joy, and I don't have to have this hopeless mentality so many people in the world have, I want it. Can I tell you after 35 years? I got it. I got it. I got it. Amen? I've had it for years. I've lived this life, this joy and peace without all these concerns. I've had it for years and years and years. It's just our lifestyle. Pastor Lynn and myself, we don't know another lifestyle. We've been living this way for so long with a goal to get it to other people, tell everybody how they can live a great quality, high quality of life. Let me go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Wow. I tell you, if the rest of the world could get a guarantee like that, they'd come flocking for a guarantee. If some big TV person or some big motivational speaker told them, I got a promise for you. I can make your life easy. I can bring you to a place of rest. You can live in joy and peace. You say, yeah, well, let me sign up for that seminar. What is it, $5,000, $1,500, whatever it costs, I'll pay that seminar. Just motivate me to have this easy life. And people come for free to church. And we say, the life that Jesus has is easy. The yoke is easy. The burden is light. Come and accept Jesus. Oh, I don't know. They didn't charge me $1,000 to find this out. I don't know if I can believe it. The gospel is free. The message of the gospel is free to whosoever will receive it. Amen? There's no locks on the doors. People can come and go as they want. The gospel is free to anyone who will receive it. It's free to you today. It's just a decision away. The start of this life is just a decision away. Amen? All of you, he says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. My friends, for the first few years of this subdivision was built out here, I sat on the community association, and I got to hang out with people from this community. Oh, my God. I've never seen so much anxiety, discouragement, worry, and fear. I was thanking God I got to sit with all these people and be with all these people because I'd been living so good. I've been living my life with so much peace and joy. I'd forgot how bad it is out there without Jesus. And I felt sorry for them because I had the answer. But if I tried to sneak the answer in, they just shut me down. One Christmas, we tried to said, I want to help our community. Let me put $1,000 into feeding for food baskets, and let's give $1,000 to anyone who's in need at Christmas to buy turkeys and everything. And they said to me, just fear. We couldn't do that. I said, why not? Because it's coming from your church and you're Christians, and we can't do that with Christians. I said, I'm giving you $1,000. You should learn how to take money from anyone who gives you $1,000. But they wouldn't do it because it's Christians. Oh, you're Christians. It might look like we're Christians too. You should be. Amen? Come on. All you who are weary and heavy burden, I will give you rest, Jesus says. Amen? But see what Jesus is talking to the unsaved people, the people who never met Jesus. I will give you rest. Refers to living with Jesus. This salvation or coming to Jesus, being born again, ending the lifestyle of depression, anxiety, and worry, and fear, and unknown, beginning a new life of serving Jesus. We call it kingdom living, living in the kingdom of God. I want you to look at three words before I end this time with you. Three words. Three words in this scripture. And I'll give them to you ahead of time. Maybe you want to make a note. Take, let, find. Right out of the scripture. First, Jesus says, take, make a decision. Take my yoke upon you. The funny thing about a yoke, people say, well, a yoke is like, ooh, that sounds bondage, that sounds bad, that yoke upon me. But see, you got to study history. You got to understand theology a little bit. When you say take that yoke upon you, you know what that yoke refers to? It refers to the time in the times when Jesus was, when the farmers had a young ox, a baby ox, a calf, and they wanted to train that ox to be, work the plow, to work the yoke. So how would they train that little baby ox? They hook him up with a big mature ox. And they say, he hooked up together. Who's the little ox? We be the little ox. Who's the big ox? Jesus be the big ox. Who's doing all the heavy lifting? Jesus does all the heavy lifting. Who does all the pulling? Jesus does all the pulling. Who? What's Jesus saying? Come on, hook up with me. In your weakness, I will be your strength. Hook up with me. Walk with me. My life is the best. That's what he's referring to. Take my yoke. Hook up with me. Amen. Let. Another choice. See, all these things are choices. Amen? Let. Take. Let me teach you. Allow me to teach you. See, God's not there with a big hammer saying, you better do this or else. He says, no, if you want. If you want, I give you this life. If you want healing, I can get you healed. If you want blessed, I will get you blessed. If you want my peace, I'll give you my peace. Yeah, but you got to take it. Choice. You got to let me do it. Choice. Because God said, I'm not forcing you on myself on you. I'm just saying, here's the invitation. Amen? It's like an invitation comes to a wedding. You know, you get a wedding invitation, right? So-and-so's getting married. They send you an invitation. Now, you have a choice to make. Am I going to go to that wedding? Or am I not going to go to that wedding? And if you say, I'm going to that wedding, then you know, well, that's going to take me some travel. It might be hotel rooms. It might be a wedding gift. It might be a new dress for your wife. It's expensive. It could be a new suit. You know, there's going to be cost involved with accepting, saying yes to this invitation. Or you could say no. Look at the money I've saved. I don't have to buy my wife a new dress. No hotel rooms. No money spent. Yeah, but you missed all the fun. You missed all the excitement. You missed all the celebration. Amen? See, but some people in the marriage, you talk about Jesus. No. No. Why not? It's the best. It's the best life ever. Proved it for 35 years. My job now for the rest of my life on earth is to tell people how good Jesus is. They say, well, I don't believe that. That's up to you. That's up to you. I proved it for 35 years. Church is blessed. I'm blessed. I'm healthy. I'm 68 years old in July. I'm on no medication. I can still dance and shout and run about. I'm in good shape. I'm healthy. I don't have anything going on in my life. My family's doing good. We just finished a family vacation. We all got along good for 2 weeks. Amen. 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 Hey, this trip cost a pile of money, but we can afford it. No one's broke. No one's coming back. Can't buy food today. Amen? No. Should have seen the car we got to drive. Big SUV Suburban Premier. Extended version. I need it. You see all the shopping my wife and Pastor Melissa did? We had to buy 3 more suitcases just to get home. You say, oh, that's so wasteful. That's so wasteful. No, that's blessed. That's blessed. I know I'm getting you mad now. Okay, but let me just carry on. Take, let, number 3, rest. You will find rest. He says, if you take and you let, I'll give you rest. How many people should use a good rest? How many people? I'll tell you, this whole city of ours, the anxiety, the depression, the addiction to drugs, I tell you, the cocaine is the drug of choice, I hear, because it helps people get some rest for a season. I didn't try drugs, but I tried lots of booze in my early days. Whiskey and Coke and whiskey were my choice of rest. But I always paid a price for 2 days, Monday, Tuesday. I remember walking in school in grade 11 when my marks were dropping so bad. Then I realized I'm still hung over till Wednesday morning from the weekend. This is not giving me real rest. I thought it was fun, but it was stealing my life. Depression, anxiety, addictions, hopelessness, it steals your life. I went through it. I did it all. Not all, praise God. Let me not exaggerate. I just did a lot of dumb things. But at 33 years old, I accepted Jesus. For my yoke is easy to bear. This is Jesus talking to us. My burden is light. Amen. I'll say it again. Christianity is the easiest life on this earth to live. But you have to live as a Christian. Don't play around. Don't call yourself born again. But don't learn how to be a Christian. Baptism is a starting point. Being born again is a starting point. It could be to the best years the rest of your life. Amen? But church, you know what church is for? You know why we tell you come to church on Sunday? Midweek service? Come to prayer meetings? Come to seminars? Because we're teaching you how to live this high-quality Christian life where you can actually have the rest, the joy and peace that Jesus promised you. Amen? So my message is simple to you today. We're celebrating all these people who accepted Jesus, the Lord and Savior. We're going to baptize them, and we're going to have a party. We're going to have a celebration. But here's what I want to suggest to you, too. If you're a guest here, or maybe you've just never come to the place of really buying into Jesus, never really come to the place of accepting Jesus, your Lord and Savior, can I ask you to take a moment and think? Because if this is all true, and it is, this is the greatest choice you could ever make. Could you ever make a choice to let Jesus into your life today? With the promise of finding the rest you're so deeply looking for? It's a quick decision. I made it November 1989 on a Thursday night when Billy Graham was preaching on TV. I said a very simple prayer. He says, say this prayer with me. I said that prayer. I didn't understand everything I was saying. But Friday morning, I woke up. I just knew everything had changed in my life for the better. And I started my life of learning how to be a Christian. How to pray. Where I read in the Bible. What church to go to. How to give. How to live. How to love. All the things Jesus teaches. Let's all bow our heads together. I just want you to make a decision. You might be online today. You might be on a rewatch saying, man, this preacher's making some sense. I need the help that Jesus is offering me. Why don't I just accept it and see what happens? That's what I did 35 years ago. I just said, if he's offering it, why don't I take it? It's a free gift. Why don't I take it? No one's making me do anything. Why don't I see what Jesus can do? How Jesus can help me be a better husband, a better father, a better mom, a better wife? Can Jesus help me in business? Well, all of his disciples he chose were businessmen. I think he could. Can Jesus help us? Can he help my children? Well, Jesus would take the children, he'd put his hands and bless them. If you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus, you never accepted Jesus. We put a little prayer up on our back wall. A very simple prayer. I call it the prayer of salvation. It's just a way that you can ask Jesus to come into your life. You can start the process that I started 35 years ago. And I have no regrets whatsoever. Here's what we do around this church. What we do here, we all say this prayer together. We all say this together. Not that we get born again every week, but if you're here, we don't want anyone embarrassed. We don't want anyone pointed out. So we all say it together. But if you're here today and you've never said this prayer, you can say it with us and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Let's say this together. Let's say this boldly. Let's all say it online. Let's say it together. Praise the Lord. Say, Jesus, thank you for paying the price for my salvation. I ask you to forgive me of every sin. I repent and I'm purposing to change the way I think and live. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, help me learn about you and to grow in this kingdom lifestyle. I declare you're my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for receiving me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's all it takes to say, Jesus, can you come into my life? Can you forgive me of every sin? Can I start my life over again? That's really what you're saying. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.